This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Residents of Greensburg, Kansas, returned to what was left of their homes today after a tornado destroyed nearly every building in the town last Friday. It's estimated that the winds from the tornado reached more than 200 miles per hour. Also today, it was announced that a survivor was found amid the rubble in Greensburg, and two more bodies were discovered. That brings the death toll there to 10. Rescue crews are still searching for the missing. Greensburg has a population of only about 1,500 people.
Joining us from Greensburg, Kansas, is Governor Kathleen Sebelius. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First of all, what does it look like to you?
Well, it looks like a bomb went off, I guess is the closest I could describe it. Where there used to be homes and businesses and schools, there are really shells at best. A lot of places there are just piles of rubble and a cement slab. Every direction you can see, the trees have been sheared off and or overturned, and there really is nothing left. There are no street signs. There are no posts. In fact, volunteers have painted names on these empty streets so people have some way to get their bearings on what used to be Main Street or Pine Street, or because without a house, without a marker, without a way to tell where you are, it's very disorienting, even to people who have lived here all their lives.
I want to ask you first about the impact of deployments of the National Guard on the rescue situation there. I gather that you're short both of personnel and also of equipment because of the Guard being at war.
Well, our personnel situation is actually better than it has been in the past. We have about 900 of our guardsmen and women deployed. We have a full force unit of about 8,000. So we're just a little over 10% who are overseas, and that's better than it has been. What's really, I think, an issue that creates a real handicap to respond in a timely fashion is the missing equipment. And it's not only missing in Kansas, it's missing in states across the country. So dump trucks and front loaders and large backhoes, equipment to move people safely into secure areas, to move debris, to bring in heavy equipment, are just not here. We have less than 50% of our heavy equipment assigned to the guard units that actually is here in Kansas. And unfortunately, there is very little to borrow from surrounding states because their equipment is gone also. Ironically, it's an issue that governors have been talking about for a couple of years. As our guard units get deployed, the equipment goes with them. And we've been saying it's a real safety and security issue for communities across America. And unfortunately, we're living that right now in Kansas. We'll get the job done eventually. The citizens of Greensburg, unfortunately, will be the victims in the short run because it will be a more difficult operation done in a less timely fashion.
Just a couple of very quick questions before I let you go. First, how is FEMA doing? What grades do you give FEMA for its response so far?
Actually, I'd say, you know, B plus to A at this point. The regional director, Dick Hange, who has been a friend of Kansas, has been on the ground since the storm hit. We heard immediately from the president Saturday afternoon about expediting a declaration by midnight on Saturday, just a little over 24 hours after the storm hit. We had a presidential declaration. So I think they are very much focused on the situation here in central Kansas, and that's good news.
And lastly, in terms of warnings, did everything go as best they could have gone, or was there any error here that might have contributed to any injury or unnecessary loss of property?
Actually, the warnings were remarkable. The storm spotters were accurate. People had about 20 minutes of advance warning with very specific warnings that the storm was going to have a direct hit on Greensburg. I have no doubt that that saved literally hundreds and hundreds of lives as people sought shelter. What I think is pretty clear is as we rebuild and as people choose to rebuild, there shouldn't be a structure in a community like this without a basement. Mm-hmm. People had to scramble who didn't have basements. I think that some of the victims who have been found were clearly trapped in their houses, not in areas below ground, and that may be an essential feature of moving forward.
Well, Governor Sebelius, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Good to talk to you. Keep us in your thoughts and prayers.
We will. That's Governor Kathleen Sebelius of Kansas speaking to us from Greensburg, Kansas.